top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I am Richie Farrell.
Our news.
In the headlines.
As it happens.
UWP International Secretary Dr. McDonald Thomas is emphasizing the critical role of effective leadership in the development of agriculture in Dominica, noting the absence of such leadership under the DLP regime. VC Bird International Airport continues to operate flights on schedule. Following a Sunday afternoon incident where asphalt fragments on the runway were dislodged during the departure of a commercial carrier.
News as it happens.
And Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, appears to have a plan for getting new military assistance for Ukraine approved by Congress and still keep his tenuous hold on power. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Court Dominica Limited. Details coming up.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q.
Enjoy sweet savings at Quartz with up to 40% off selected items. Save $850 on the LG 50-inch WebOS Smart LED TVs. Save $800 on the Mabe 19-cubic foot fridges. Save $1,400 on the Loris Living Room Suite and $450 on the Restonic Comfort Care Pillow Top Queen Mattress. Get what you need and pay now or later with Quartz Ready Finance. It's too sweet to resist. Indulge at Quartz. Bringing value home. Special conditions apply. Offer ends March 23rd, 2024.
Welcome back. International Secretary of the United Workers' Party, Dr. McDonald Thomas, emphasized the importance of effective leadership in fostering the development of agriculture and other sectors in Dominica. He highlighted the need for leadership that prioritizes all sectors of the economy, particularly agriculture, which he believes is lagging under the DLP regime. Thomas suggested that this deficiency is impeding the potential growth of Dominica's agricultural sector.
One of the ways that agriculture, like every other sector, can move along and prosper in the country is through sound leadership. You know, leadership, if you have leadership in place that focuses on the different segment of the economy, of which agriculture is supposed to be, and I'm saying supposed to be because when you look at how it's done in Dominica, it actually is not a priority. And I was just going through and looking at some of the countries and how agriculture, how they show the importance of agriculture. In Japan spends over $65 billion in subsidizing agriculture. South Korea, $20 billion. India, over $28 billion. China, $212 billion subsidizing the farmers. The United States, over $172 billion. In the EU, over 40% of the budget in the EU is spent on subsidizing agriculture. And subsidizing covers a whole range of issues. You're talking about inputs. You're talking about educating the people. You're talking about setting up cooperatives. So if the government, and you could compare that to what is spent on agriculture in this country by this administration, and it could give you an idea of the importance and the priority that has been placed on agriculture.
Dr. Thomas highlighted a shift in the treatment of agriculture, noting its prioritization during the United Workers' Party administration as compared to the current state. Farmers have voiced their dissatisfaction with the level of attention given to the agricultural sector by the DLP administration.
If there is not the leadership that's necessary, and you could see the transition from when there was strong leadership in agriculture, when there was agriculture was a priority, and things were put in place to ensure that farmers were making money, and now you're hearing farmers saying that there is no hope. But there is hope because there's about to be a change in leadership, and this new leadership is going to focus on agriculture. And one of the things that has to be done is to be thinking of how agriculture can put money in the pockets of farmers. And to do that, you need strong leadership, you need programs, you need strategy, and we have the people who can organize and implement those things.
United Workers Party International Secretary Dr. McDonald Thomas. The Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, issued a stark warning regarding the alarming surge in dengue cases across the Americas and the Caribbean region. As of March 26, 2024, the region has reported over 3.5 million cases and more than 1,000 deaths, causing significant concern among health authorities. During a press briefing, PAHO Director Jarbas Barbosa expressed his apprehension, citing that this surge represents three times more cases than those reported during the same period in 2023, which was already a record year with over 4.5 million cases in the region. While the outbreak is affecting various countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, accounting for a staggering 92% of cases and 87% of deaths, the increase is attributed to the higher transmission season in the Southern Hemisphere, characterized by warm and rainy weather, ideal conditions for the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the primary vector of dengue. Dr. Barbosa noted that the surge is not limited to the usual hotspots, with countries like Barbados, Costa Rica, Guadeloupe, Guatemala, Martinique, and Mexico also experiencing an uptick in cases, raising concerns about their preparedness to handle the rising transmission rates. John Blanchard, treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, expressed concerns about the prevalent vulnerable conditions in Dominica, which he believes create opportunities for the exploitation of the population. He highlighted the correlation between such circumstances and dictatorial governance, emphasizing the prioritization of personal interests and financial gain over the welfare and economic empowerment of the people.
Talk about the needy environment that is quite conducive for exploitation, and I believe strongly that's what we have in Dominica. I know many other countries where you have dictators and people that are all about themselves, they tend to keep people very poor, you know, so you always have to come to them and beg and so on. So they take that opportunity to actually exploit your situation, because you must come back to them for something, for school fees, for something, you know, an apartment, for some handouts, you know, and that is what I believe is happening in our country today, what they call catch a vote. So in that way, persons are loyal to you because of what you can give to them. And it's very sad that that's happening in our country, and I do hope and pray that we'll get rid of that one of the good days.
Mr. Blanchard also noted that the supposed connection with China does not benefit the country, but rather serves the interests of the Dominica Labour Party. He underscored that despite the passage of 20 years, the Dominican population has not been made privy to the details of the Memorandum of Understanding between China and Dominica.
Talk about the marriage. We found, we asked a question whether it was if Dominica and China, or it was with the Labour Party and China, and I believe it's the latter. I believe this marriage was with the Labour Party, scare it, China, and not with Dominica, because to this day, we have absolutely no idea what in a so-called MOU, okay, Memorandum of Understanding, that I understood scare it took 19 hours to dialogue with the Chinese authority. And to this day, we have not seen anything in that MOU. And this whole thing came about when Skerrit at the time was junior minister under Pierre Charles government. He went to China without the approval of the prime minister, without the approval of cabinet, and there was having that, if you want to call it that way, marriage with China. From that day on, we have had China on our backs. And we can clearly say that China, I mean, we can see what's happening in Dominica. China has a lot of authority, a lot of power. You know, they do what they want. Look, I mean, Wesley, for example. I mean, Wesley is basically becoming a China town.
That was Treasurer of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Mr. John Blanchard. Condolences continue to mount after media professional Elias Dupuis succumbed to a drowning incident on April 1st, 2024 at T2 Gorge in the community of Loda, as many are still trying to come to terms with that reality. Mr. Dupuis worked with the Electoral Commission and Discover Dominica Authority. He also co-owned 365 Group Inc. and was a photographer. Q95 News extends sincere condolences to the family of Elias Dupuy. Head coach at 767 Sports Club, Dunstan Maggie Peters, calls on the general public to support basketball and the various sporting activities across the island. Speaking to Q95 News over the weekend, Mr. Peters is convinced that professional sports aid in positively shaping the lives of people within any society. The greater the support from the public, the better the social and economic benefits to society.
I just want to let the public know, you know, to support sports, you know. Where right now the season has just begun, our preseason has just begun. We played actually, we won against Ben's Sharks. They're a good team, nice young team. They won the first division last year and they are promoted to the Premier Division. Mm-hmm. And we won against them last night. There were two games and, you know, Massacre in the facility, there's more games to ask. Can people and them to come and support basketball and sports in general? But, you know, the facility down there is not so huge, you know, so big. Let's fill up the arena. Let's make the athletes feel good among themselves. Let's make sports great again in Dominica, like when it was back then in the winter back time, you know.
Head coach at 767 Sports Club, Dunstan Maggie Peters. You're tuned in with Q95 News. The Dominica Grammar School is reportedly being completely renovated by Montreal Management Consultants, MMCE Limited, with an additional building constructed to complement the planned modern design, bringing the total number of structures for the institution to 7. Project manager at MMCE Limited, Carl Murad, claims renovation works on the Dominica Grammar School is nearing completion. He revealed that additional structures will include an auditorium with the capacity to hold 600 people, a library, a greenhouse, and an administrative building.
Almost done with the auditorium here, only for the steel roof. And the steel roof is waiting for some bolts to be manufactured, especially for the weight of the roof, of the steel roof that is coming. We have about 178 bolts that are under manufacturing. Now that's what's delaying us, even though the roof is ready for casting.
Project manager at MMCE Limited, Carl Murad. Glenroy Soso Coffee looked back on the United Workers Party administration's time in office and highlighted the establishment of a youth farmers program in Dominica. This initiative trained and motivated young people to pursue careers in agriculture by giving them exposure to different sector activities and related institutions in the country. Coffee noted that many beneficiaries of this program subsequently became influential persons in Dominica's agricultural sector.
As a government in waiting, we are serious about developing the agricultural sector because we know this is a lucrative area. This is an area where you can make a lot of money, and this is an area where we know we can bring a lot of foreign exchange to this country so that farmers can be happy. As we speak right now, we know we have a problem where farmers have left the rural areas and they come down seeking jobs. Some of them went into tourism. Nothing wrong with that. You have to connect agriculture with tourism. When you produce the chicken, you can have your tourists eating the chicken. When you produce the eggs, you can have the tourists eating the eggs, eating the omelets and so. When you produce the pork or real pigs and put that in the pork, they can eat the bacon. And that is the city. We need that integration of the sector between agriculture and tourism. Nothing wrong with that.
Coffey reiterated that as the United Workers Party prepares to potentially assume government leadership again, they prioritize the advancement of Dominica's agricultural sector, recognizing its pivotal role in bolstering the nation's economy and its people. In other news, flights in and out of the V.C. Byrd International Airport in Antigua continue to operate normally and on schedule following an incident late Sunday afternoon where asphalt fragments of the runway were dislodged during the departure of a commercial carrier. The maintenance crew was immediately mobilized following the incident, which did not cause any major or negative impact to flight operations at the airport. The work to repair the affected area of the runway continued well into the night on Monday and is now fully completed. This is Q95 News. Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Mike Johnson has a plan for getting new military assistance for Ukraine approved by Congress and for keeping his tenuous hold on power. with Democrats wary and a Republican right flank eyeing open rebellion, Mr. Johnson may find that even the best laid plans could quickly unravel. The Louisiana congressman told Fox News he would push the House, which has the narrowest of Republican majorities, to structure new Ukraine support in the form of loans to help cover the costs. He suggested authorizing the U.S. government to seize and sell Russian assets frozen since the start of the Ukraine war. Open quote, if we can use the seized assets of Russian oligarchs to allow the Ukrainians to fight them, that's just pure poetry, end quote, said Mr. Johnson.
It's possible. I'm not going to deny it. We have one or two people that are not team. They're not team players. They'd rather enjoy the limelight, the social media. And the fact is, with a one-seat majority, and we'll end up with a three- or four-seat majority after some special elections, yeah. But that's not a 435 yeah. people. It's a very narrow majority. And one or two people can make us a minority. Yeah. And I'm of the view, you work with the team. I don't have to get 100%. 80% is the Ronald Reagan rule. But we have, mm-hmm. we have some people that if they don't get 100%, they want to bring the House down. And it makes us dysfunctional. Yeah. And so that's a possibility. I do think there will be Democrats, though, who do not want to see this dysfunction. Mm-hmm. And I think they'll probably vote present or maybe not be there for a vote. But it is very likely that after this Ukraine bill, we may have a standoff with the Speaker. I hope the Speaker prevails. He's doing the right thing. It's in our national security interest that Ukraine remain independent.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP International Secretary Dr. McDonald Thomas is emphasizing the critical role of effective leadership in the development of agriculture in Dominica, noting the absence of such leadership under the DLP regime. VC Bird International Airport continues to operate flights on schedule following a Sunday afternoon incident where asphalt fragments on the runway were dislodged during the departure of a commercial carrier. And Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, appears to have a plan for getting new military assistance for Ukraine approved by Congress.
95, the big station.
And still keep his tenuous hold on power.
Right on.
The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I have been your presenter, Richie Ferrol.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station.